This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now over to L.A. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's
hey
up?
We're here for it, and obviously you're here for it, too, because you're here watching. This Team ATL over here later on. We're going to be checking in with Heidi and Frank. Yep. Now, let's talk about some things, shall we?
Shall we?
Amber Rose wants to pay your bills, and you don't have to do nothing strange to get that change. Plus, Cardi B, is she trusting her man just a little too much?
Mm.
But before we get to any of that, we got to talk about round two and the big fight that everyone's talking about. Talk about 50 Cent versus Floyd Mayweather. The jabs, the overhand rights, and the below-the-belt punches are still going.
Yeah, somebody is really reading all of this shade to Floyd because he is staying, he ain't giving it right back.
Floyd said if he needs to level up because 50 is only worth $20 million.
Ooh.
He's practically homeless.
Oh my God.
Lord. He also went on to say he couldn't afford the $18 million watch that the champ recently bought. So 50, you know, he rebutted and said that Floyd didn't really buy that watch, and 50 also discussed Floyd's domestic abuse cases and even associated him with one of his friend's deaths.
No.
Yo, he said he was on FaceTime with the dude as he killed himself and his wife and then went to go watch a game.
Well, this thing is getting dark.
Rat, you are an animal lover, right?
Yes.
How you feel about rats?
I don't like no rats.
Well, Floyd Mayweather brought the rats into the situation. He came up with a post that was super savage, and he said, he announced the biggest rat sweepstakes. So here's the rules, as he stated. Okay. To enter first, tell me how many rats are in this picture. Mm. Second, go to 50 Cent IG. Post the most disrespectful comment about the herpes-infested rat 50 Cent. And third, repost on your page, hashtag 50 Cent got herpes. And then he said the top 9 shots will receive $1,000 each.
Oh, so we all can get involved.
Yeah.
He ain't playing no games. He calling the arsenal on, ain't he?
I just want this to go on for another week so there's enough tweets and, like, Instagram posts for, like, Morgan Freeman to come out and narrate it. Everything just always sounds nicer when his voice is in.
It would.
So I hear you have herpes, my friend.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a long summer for you.
The voice of Jesus. That's what they need.
All right, y'all. Cardi B has been going through a lot recently. She's a new mom. Her man Offset has some issues with the police. Mm. So it's normal for Cardi to go online and vent about her life.
Absolutely. Mm.
So when she recently tweeted about who helps her judge her true friends in her life, Cardi's fans went off.
Hmm.
Let me tell you what her tweet said. You know how moms can tell if people are your real friends or not? So does your man. Well, the Barty gang ain't really here for Offset helping Cardi choose her friends because they were quick to respond. One fan tweeted, until it's your real friends telling you that your man is toxic.
Mm-mm.
Another said, he's separating you from everybody so nobody tell you who else he's sleeping with. Laughing my
thank you.
Nah,
she told the truth.
So who's the better judge of your friends, your mama or your bae?
Your mama.
I'm going to go with your moms. Like, you know, parents just have a certain level of wisdom that, like, you know, other people just don't be having. And the older they are, the better. Like, your grandmother know. You ain't always going to want to hear what she got to say.
That is
she
true.
Be knowing.
Well, you know, one thing about my whole family, they all got my back. So all I got to do is bring a chick around, and they be like, she ain't for you.
I think you should listen to both of them. But at the end of the day, you got to judge for yourself, because your mama can't make your man happy, and your man can't make you got to be happy.
But if your bae don't like your mama?
A lot of babies don't like your mama, so, and then get you going
to get
your damn
mama. Sometimes the mamas get jealous, honey.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about Mac Miller, the tea spiller. He's been kind of quiet, and now he's talking all about his breakup with Ariana Grande, sort of. Basically, he recently did an interview, and he claims that he is happy for her, even though he felt that the breakup was strange, but he says he's fine and he's moving on with his life.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
He has no choice.
As he should, right.
Yeah, what you going to do? You going to sit in the spot she left you?
She's moved on.
He went on to say, I was in love with somebody. We were together for 2 years. We worked through the good times, bad times, stress, and everything else. And then it came to an end, and we both moved on. It's that simple.
Okay. She was there for him, too. I believe he was on drugs.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
he was licking some drugs. So, okay.
He was hitting the slopes, darling.
Okay.
Yeah, he also said he hasn't been keeping up with all the online hoopla about Ariana Grande's quickie rebound relationship and engagement to Pete Davidson, because you know it probably hurts him a little bit, even though if he says it doesn't, right?
So that means he unfollowed her then.
Ooh, don't do the bitch move.
That means he unfollowed her. If he's not seeing none of her stuff, he unfollowed her, probably blocked her. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't want to see nothing about Ariana Grande.
He probably didn't want to lose her or see her move on as quickly and her be so very happy right now.
And, like, Pete Davidson, God bless him, he may have a great personality, but I'm pretty sure every dude is like, yo, you left me for him? You know, because, like, he just seems like an unusual dude. But he's so funny, though,
he
on
does.
SNL.
He seems like a sweetheart, though.
Yeah. His tongue is really long.
Really?
Who, Pete Davidson?
Yes, it is.
I never noticed.
He was like over here and licked her in her mouth from over there. I was like, nah, I see what you did there, Ariana Grande.
He got
a Grande tongue, honey.
That reptile mouth.
Yes, he did. Guess what, head crack?
What?
We'll be doing a story about your favorite today.
Who?
Not me, but Amber Rose. Yes, you know he loved him some Amber Rose. That's right. The sexy Amber Rose has given back in a major way. Oh. Amber designed a free app for all of her Rosebuds, that's what she calls her fans, out there needing help with their future goals. Now, the app supposedly identifies Rose's biggest fans and will help determine which fan receives her help, right? Now, the star will pay for people's rent and assist with tuition costs with her own money from her own pockets.
Okay.
Gee, that's
nice.
Writing is about to go through the roof. She about to get every lie in the book coming through her DMs in this app.
Yes. Yep. Now, Rose told reporters, I wanted it to be very personal, so it's going to be full of content you can't find on any of my other platforms. I also know how amazing my fans are, so this gives me the opportunity to show them I see and hear them. I want to give back and build a tight-knit community.
So when you say content you can't see anywhere else, are we talking tasteful and non-tasteful photos or just like stories?
Yeah, well, you know, most of her photos can be determined as either or, but whatever you can't see on social media, her website, it will be exclusive content for all of her Rosebud fan club.
Well, my thing is, I don't have an app, but I do have a scholarship, so the Gary Hayes scholarship. You know, y'all always tease me about it, but...
Oh, you know when you gave everybody $79 towards their...
I gave it was like
$730. Between 13 people, though,
It was one girl. I can't pay your rent and your all that other stuff, but you know, it helped them out with school.
You know, and people like to beat up on Amber Rose because she was a stripper, but she survived.
She got help, though. Now, y'all know she got help.
From who? The people...
The damn rich men she was stripping for. Honey, Kanye helped her. Wiz Khalifa helped her. She didn't just give it out of her purse, she got it out of there. Wow.
No, but now it's her money and she's giving it back. A lot of people ain't got to do that now.
She's going to be in that big golden pole in the sky when she dies.
Oh my God. But anyway, do y'all remember Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
Well, the actor recently did an interview with Megyn Kelly and he revealed that his most successful relationship was with actress and ex-wife Meg Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Most successful? What's that mean?
That's what I'm trying to say.
They broke up.
They were together for the longest, though. They were together. That's how you knew one from the other, Meg and Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it was through that marriage you also got to meet Russell Crowe.
Right. okay? Now, Quay did have other marriages and is currently dating a 32-year-old model, but it's clear Meg Ryan seems to be the woman that got away. The pair was married for about 10 years, and I guess one of the issues that caused their breakup was jealousy.
Mm-hmm. Of cheating. Because she cheated with Russell Crowe.
Well, the actor told reporters, when we met, you know, I was the big deal. And then my career came to a halt. We'd go out on the streets of New York, and it would be like, Meg, Meg! And I would have to admit it, I actually did feel like I disappeared. I didn't think I was that small, but I was. It was a growth opportunity. I learned from that.
But how did the woman you were married to for 10 years be the one who got away? She just got away from you. So after the break, Gary has a brand new royal report, and Celine Dion out here looking like she been hanging out with Gary.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that coming up next.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Hey, hey.
The legendary Celine Dion posted a new photo on social media, and the internet's heart is going on and on and on.
Uh-uh.
Take a look.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right, baby.
She has the juice, don't she?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yo, she's stunting in her best way possible.
Yeah. Why she look like a Lil' Kim album cover, though? Like, she got that type of swag to me on this picture.
Oh, you better respect Celine D, the queen
bee. I love
D.
that purse.
And them
yes,
shoes.
Yes, that purse and them
purse.
Shoes is, yes,
that purse.
Funny. Baby, that's the this and the that, Gary.
Baby, she's really giving you, baby, honey, Miss Sprite.
Okay. She's yeah. quenching your thirst, darling.
Yeah.
Obey your thirst.
I was thinking more Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Well, yo, so film producer Michael A. Cherry posted Celine's photo yes. with the caption, "What's the name of this mixtape?" And everybody was going in.
What they say?
Some of the responses of the mixtape names were, "My Heart Will Go Off," "Get Rich or Dion Trying," "Kodak Yellow," "Near Far, Wherever You Ain't," "Views But From the Inside," and "Celine the Dawn."
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but that don't give me mixtape. That's more fashion.
Yes.
Like a fashion
it
page.
Is. It...
Yo, y'all ain't here for the Celine Dion mixtape?
I'm here for it. What you gonna call it?
Purse Full of Verses.
Oh, there you go.
From Celine D, the Queen B.
All right, darling, it's time for Dishing Tea on the Royals. So today, honey, the former suit star just can't wear suits anymore. Prince Harry isn't having it.
Well, why not?
Baby, he ain't having that mess. So he said, "You ain't coming here, girl, looking like, honey, honey, something from the hood."
Uh-uh.
Now, the newlyweds have the Australian Royal Tour coming up, and Meghan picked out a Stella McCartney tuxedo suit to wear on the tour. And Harry said, "No, honey, no." He said it was too masculine.
Like, she can't win, she can't lose. Like, I mean, like, hey, one second she's too revealing, next second, like, you know, you're too butch.
I have noticed that she likes to kind of trend her fashion a little like his mom. And, you know, Princess Diana, she wore a suit, a pantsuit to a dog race in 1988.
Yeah.
And she didn't look too masculine. I mean, she still like a woman.
But Harry, but you got to remember his daddy, honey. His daddy was all stonky. So he looked like a, you know. But Harry is more, you know, more cool, and he wants...
Sexy he want her to be like ladylike yes. all the time.
Yes.
Like Nicki Minaj in the Anaconda video.
Oh, dang. Now that the royal family telling her what to do and now the husband telling her she can't wear certain things.
But I know one thing, baby, honey. They better watch it, baby, because you remember, honey, she's from Compton. And she'll beat you down, baby, honey, talking about her clothes.
Exactly.
But I don't think she's from the dangerous part of Compton,
I don't think
though.
She'll beat you down.
Yeah. She's from the poor part because her dad and her sister look poor.
Help us, Lord.
They from the non-money part, huh?
Okay.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, and I got a deal for you. Bam! Ooh. Introducing the QFX Foldable Over-Ear Bluetooth Headphones. Child, these Bluetooth headphones are completely wireless with built-in audio controls. The QFX Foldable Over-Ear Bluetooth Headphones are lightweight and foldable, so you can store them anywhere with ease. And the over-the-ear design makes it comfortable to wear with deeper sound than earbuds.
Girl, this sounds good, but can I do more than just listen to Miss Ross, honey, and my classic tunes?
Actually, Gary, you can.
Oh!
You can listen to music and have a kiki with all the queens, darling.
Oh, woo.
The QFX Foldable Ear Bluetooth Headphones have a built-in microphone with caller ID announcements for taking calls on the go.
Girl, how much?
Gary, usually the QFX Foldable Over-the-Ear Headphones are $50.
Oh.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, you can get these headphones for only, guess what?
How much?
$18!
$18!
Wow!
Whoa, God. These are really loud. How much?
$18.
God,
that's
girl.
Right. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them your girl Brett sings.
Up next, we knew R. Kelly was trapped in the closet, but not like this. We'll tell you more after the break.
Don't talk about him.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, we stayed, and so did you. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, R. Kelly, he is a trending topic right now for all of the wrong reasons. Well, he has this new song out right now called I Admit. Have y'all heard it?
No.
I heard some of it.
Yes.
Now, shout out to the brat. She sent it to me on the way to work the other day. And listen, this ain't even a song. It's a 19-minute saga.
Almost 20 minutes long?
1 minute shy, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yo, but he's talking about all the different controversies that has plagued his 30-year career, you know, some of the accusations. But there's some highlights and some takeaways. One of the things he talks about, he confesses that he's illiterate.
Yeah. We knew that, though, didn't we?
He talked about not owning his own music, and he denies running a sex cult or being abusive to women.
Yeah. Oh,
now, after the song's release, Twitter went nuts with responses. Now, here's some of the best ones we saw out there.
What?
One person tweeted, "No thanks, R. Kelly. If I wanted 19 minutes of excuses, I'd call my ex." Comedian Robin Thede tweeted out, "Odd for R. Kelly to make a 19-minute song when he usually avoids anything over 18.
Oh!
And an actor, John Fugelsang said, "When it's a Monday morning and both R. Kelly and Iran are trending and you're not sure which one will be scarier to click on."
Oh, Lord. They're not here for it, are they?
Fugelsang, his name.
Mm. But at the end of the day, like, is the song great? Yeah. Is R. Kelly a musical genius?
Yes.
Yeah. Does he do some questionable things? Absolutely.
Well, I mean, at least he's admitting something. I mean, are y'all ready to admit anything today?
Yeah, but he admitted everything, honey.
Gary, what would you be willing to admit?
I admit, honey, that, honey, I'm pissed off because I wasn't with R. Kelly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said he admitted all that.
He wanted him.
He'd have let you go home.
He'd have gave you the key.
He wouldn't have closed the door.
He got locked up, okay? Well, actually, speaking of feeling trapped in a closet and needing advice, I have a great solution for all of you guys.
Oh,
that's right, Brad. Have you heard of our new sponsor?
No.
The Talkspace. It's an online and mobile therapy app which matches you up with a licensed therapist.
Oh.
Someone you can talk to about everyday challenges, things at work, things at home, and there's no extra commutes. You don't gotta leave your house, don't gotta leave the office to make this happen. Plus, there's no judgments. And it's available to you 24/7. There are over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing all life challenges that we face every single day.
That's pretty convenient.
Mm-hmm.
They have apps for everything.
You'd be surprised how they help you.
They're totally going to be like, Brett, you?
Were you in a stressful moment like Gary when he blowing up?
Yeah.
Well, how to call him?
You probably needed to talk about them dogs you got. You got six of them.
How do I tell this dog to sign up?
No, Brett. So they will match you with the perfect therapist at the fraction of the price of a traditional therapist. Just go to Talkspace.com/dish and use our promo code DISH to get $45 off your first month. Mm. Yep.
That's pretty dope.
And get some help.
Full price help for a fraction of the price?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mila Kunis is breaking her silence on her relationship with ex Macaulay Culkin. Heidi and Frank will tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, you know, usually it's men that we hear about admitting to screwing up in a relationship. But this time, yes, I'm looking at you, Frank Kramer, total screw up. But this time, Mila Kunis is opening up and admitting that she was a giant ass to Macaulay Culkin. Oh. Now, some of you might be going, she dated Macaulay Culkin?
That was a surprise when I found that out the first time, too. And it's not just like they went out a few times and we dated for 6 months. No. It was like a long-term
Eight years. So now she's opening up about how she acted in that relationship. On the Armchair Expert podcast, she said, quote, "I f***ed up. I was an a**hole in my 20s, and I'll be the first to admit it. And it's f***ed up what I did. It's f***ed up what I did, and it's f***ed up how I did it. When I got to be single, I said, I just need to figure myself out.
She's never been more attractive to me.
I knew you were going to say
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, I yeah. like women who haven't figured themselves out. I mean, oh, my God.
But now she yeah. has. She's got it all
like
figured out.
She can't even figure out her own hair. Like, and this was several years ago. She's very attached and Kuchar now.
And I think 8 years, and she's saying it f***ed up what she did, f***ed up how she did it. I think she's saying that she left him home alone a lot.
Well,
she was out at the club shaking her tail. You know, just...
Seriously.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.